All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Unstoppable Boot Camp. If you're watching the recording, I just want to say we were not having technical issues or anything. This is just a normal boot camp that you are joining right at the beginning. Nothing happened before you got here. All right, folks, it's here. It's boot camp. It is January 6th. Ladies and gentlemen, put in the chat why you are here. Why are you here and part of this boot camp? You find my chat. There we go. While you are doing that, we're going to take care of some housekeeping real quick. Get our disclaimer out of the way. And here we go. These income testimonials that you may hear today are not representative of the average earnings that coaches achieve with OptaVia. Only a very small number of coaches will achieve the income that is within the range of these testimonials. OptaVia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with OptaVia results only from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, leadership, and grit. Please see the OptaVia income disclosure statement. I believe somebody's going to put the link in the chat for statistics on actual earnings of coaches. Woo! Say good morning, babe.
Good morning.
It's very morning here. It's 5 a.m. here, folks. So I don't know. Some of you guys are early risers. I hate getting up when there's like a 3 or a 4 for the first number of the morning. It just, but we're here. Excited. Fired up. Sorry, I said say hi. And then did you say hi?
I did say hi. Oh, okay. It's all good. All right. My energy is not quite yours yet, but it'll get there.
All right. What's your energy level at? 1 through a 10 in the chat right here, everybody. Where is your energy? All right. Hey, listen, let me say one thing to get this kicked off. This is going to be a 6-week boot camp. We're going to have a massive grand finale on February the 10th, I believe. It's going to be the last Saturday. Want to encourage everybody. We designed this year to go straight from this boot camp to all of our Awaken events. I know the Howards have one in Texas. The Schatzlines are leading one in Texas. And then we're leading one in Scottsdale. They're all on different weekends. So if you want to go to all three of them, you can do that. No, go with the one that for your organization. But boot camp is going to lead up to that. But make sure you get registered. I know the early bird rates end on January 15th. And there's just something about in-person events. I mean, you just can't.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe the why, but there's just the energy. You know, I guess it's probably where focus goes, energy flows. And when you put focus on getting out of your home, getting somewhere and making an investment, you get a lot back in return. The more you pay attention, right? We might start charging for these boot camps. What do you guys think about that? You think we'd have more people on by the end week if we charged something for these boot camps? We won't do that. But pretend you paid $10,000 to be here for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah. And just an encouragement, because I don't know if you've noticed, but like the world we're living in right now, it wants to breathe scarcity over you. It want, you know, and there's a difference between fear and between wisdom. Right. And so I know Tippy and I were talking about this the other day, just conversations with financial advisors and conversations and saying, hey, as we budget this year, you know, it's wisdom to cut some things up, you know, it's wisdom to operate in, you know, and be smart with our finances. But anyone in success will tell you, hey, don't cut in the area that's going to help you build your income. That's going to help you build your impact. That's going to help you build your purpose. So as you're preparing this year, this is one of the things you don't want to cut. You want to get yourself in the room that's going to build your belief, that's going to build your skills, that's going to build your mindset so that you are more equipped when you leave to build this business. So just a thought, if you, you know, be around some people who speak some faith into you, that challenge your scarcity, that encourage you to invest where it's going to be most beneficial.
Heck yeah. All right. How many of you are committed already to an Awaken event? How many of you are registered or planning on going? Look in the chat there. Awesome. What would it take to get everybody that's here to show up for all 6 weeks of boot camp? I'm going to make you a guarantee, okay? I'm going to guarantee you that your business, your life will be further ahead that you will grow more, your business will grow more. Yes, I'll make that guarantee. If you show up all 6 weeks of this boot camp, then if you skip or miss out, I get it. You might have something you just absolutely can't get out of, but go back and catch the recording. Okay, so make sure you do that. All right, let's jump in. Let's get this going. I'm going to throw it over to David and Deanna Asensio, and they're going to go over some ground rules for this boot camp. So pay close attention. Asensios. Maybe. Do I have them? Oh. this is my first time on Zoom, so sorry about that. All right, there you go, guys.
I swear we were hitting the unmute button. I'm like, help! Oh, my gosh. So, happy Saturday. Welcome to Unstoppable Bootcamp. Man, who is excited about the clean slate effect of a new year, a new month, a new boot camp? I'm super excited. And when Dan was asking for names for the boot camp and they said unstoppable, I'm like, that's my word for the year. So it was meant to be. And I'm so excited to kick this off. But I'm going to set some ground rules for y'all. Okay. So, and I was up at 4 a.m. wide awake, but like my eyes went bing. And so I've been up and I'm excited and I'm juiced up and ready to go. So, number one ground rule is have fun and go all in. So what does that mean? What does all in mean? Because sometimes it's a little overused. So I want to share with y'all what all in means to me, what I learned from my mentor, Tiffany Howard, and she learned from hers, Dan and Megan. And that is number one, get your butt out of bed. Okay? Get your butt out of bed. Be vertical. Horizontal means sleepy time. Vertical means awakey time. I'm up. I'm ready to learn. I'm excited. I'm going. My brain is energized and moving. Look, I'm going to stop and breathe. I'm like, I can't breathe. I'm so excited. But here's what we want you to do. We need your brain up and activated and ready to receive. Okay. So get up, get your blood flowing, get your exercise. Even if you're not an exerciser, move, just get something doing, go up and down the stairs a couple of times. Get your EAAs in, put a 5 in the chat. If you've already had your EAAs this morning, had mine. Woo! Get some fuel in your body, get some coffee in your body. I had tea this morning. I'm ready to go. Sit up, video on, and fully focused, not multitasking. Okay. This is a time when you guys need to be sitting, camera on, fully alert, ready to go, and not multitasking. You could do this if you're sitting at a kids' ball game event or whatever, but it's really hard to fully comprehend and learn when your focus is elsewhere. So I really want to encourage you to be on and be focused. Notebook, hold up your notebook and show me your notebook. Did you bring one? Amen. The people that have a notebook are ready to learn. I got to show y'all this. Guess what this is? This is my very first notebook. I opened it up. I looked at it. Y'all, like, look, the pages are falling out. Because why? I didn't just write notes during the boot camp and then throw it aside. I used it. Now I have a spiral, so the pages won't fall out. your notes are for you to refer back to, because you are going to get hit. So especially if you're new, you're going to get hit in the face with a fire hose today and during this boot camp, but it's good. And the content that you receive might not exactly be applicable or make a lot of sense right now, but write it down, because when you go back or when you re-listen to these recordings, it's going to sink in. You can have your notes to refer to and you go, oh, okay, that's what they meant. All right. So make sure you've got a notebook. Go get one if you don't have one. Get ready to learn. All right. What else? Oh, everyone that's speaking today. I know every single speaker on here today. Everyone that is teaching you today is a 5 or 6 figure per month earner. Somebody put the thing in the chat. 5 or 6 month earner, per month earner. Do you think they can teach you? And they did it
like doing what they're going to teach you. And when I came into this, I was a former business owner. I never had that. I never had someone who was successful in doing what I was going to do that was willing to teach me how to be successful. And this is such a unique opportunity for everyone that's here to be able to learn from people that have been successful doing what you do. So excited for that. What else do I want to say? Oh, engage in your community. So if you're not on the Facebook bootcamp page, get on there. We will be sharing live content during the week. If this room gets full, you can watch the streaming over there. And one tip that I want to give you is, and thank you, Jennifer Morris. I went to do it this morning and she had already put a live video in there on how to set your notifications for the page. Okay. So notifications on Facebook are a different thing, but go into the page. If you're on your PC, she did it from her phone. So go watch that. But from a PC, go to the three little dots, click, check notifications or update notifications. And then you can set it to see every post. All right. It's super important because Facebook defaults to not letting you know when things get posted. And it's really important for you to be active in there, be active in your coach mentorship threads, and also be active in your coaching page, your personal team coaching page. So we know there's lots of different teams on here today. So make sure you're checking this Unstoppable Facebook group daily. All right. What else am I leaving off? I think that's it. Oh no. Commit. We're going to cover that in a second, but I want you to commit, just like Dana Megan said, commit to being on these live for every 6 weeks. If you don't have it already in your calendar on repeat through February 6th, get it there right now, put it on repeat so you don't have any excuses. Now we know some people are working. We know some people have other commitments. You might have something with your family, but if you can't make it live, make sure you take that recording or take that hour and move it to a different time on your calendar. Because if you're anything like us, if it's not on your calendar, it does not exist. So don't just say, oh, I'm going to catch a recording or, oh, I'm going to do this. If it's not there, it doesn't exist. All right. And then the next thing that I want you to do is I want you to make sure that your foundations are strong. Make sure that you are alert and ready to go. And I'm going to kick this over to the Lopez's super quick so that they can talk about what does that foundation strong thing mean.
Well, good morning, everyone. Super excited just to encourage you and call you up in this area, which is to lead yourself well in your health. We're all health coaches here. Doesn't mean that we have to be perfect. We will never be. But I want to encourage you to come into process this year and to know that you are capable of setting goals and accomplishing those goals. So what I call this is a power move. It's a power move when you make a decision to lead yourself well in this area. And you don't just make a decision, but you really pick a plan. So I want to encourage you, what does that look like for each of us on here, thousands of people on boot camp? And what I love about Optavia is that it's not a one size fits all. You get to decide what you're going to do to lead yourself well. And so when I say pick that plan, I don't just mean your nutrition plan. That's part of it. But I want you to think about how you can be embracing movement, how you can embrace personal growth and development. Because what I know about health is that when you are focused on whole person health, your physical health, your spiritual health, mental health, and moving your body, and you start aligning all of those things, what you're building is integrity within yourself. So many of us have integrity with other people, and we lack integrity with ourselves. And at the beginning of this year, 2024, it's an opportunity for you to build so much integrity with yourself. And do you know what that does? It brings you into this high standard of honesty within yourself. And when you lead from that place, there's a couple of benefits that you're going to walk in very quickly. That's your confidence, your energy, your excitement, and your passion for what Optavia truly has done for you, is doing for you. And from that place of overflow, because you're really in process of being the healthiest version of yourself, is you will attract other people because they're going to see you in process. They're going to see you living that out loud. And so I encourage you to set maybe a 90-day goal for yourself. And I know that our mentors aren't there to hold us accountable. We get to hold ourselves accountable. But a second part of that power move today would be to sit down and write out your plan. Because I know there's a saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. We're not doing that today. We're deciding what that plan is so that we can be successful, guys. And so I want to encourage you, share that plan with your mentorship. Hey, this is what it looks like for me over the next 90 days. This is how I'm going to lead myself. And as you begin to fill back up with all that goodness that we have through the resources and tools in Optavia, you will also be building business.
Yeah. So just a little quick about me. I decided a few months ago to go all in. I chose a plan and I had to, for myself, hold myself accountable for that every day. You know, it's good to have accountability partners, but if you can't hold yourself accountable, that's going to eventually go away. So you are your strongest asset. So the best way to be the strongest asset for yourself is to be in the best health you can. It's to take care of yourself, your priority. You got to make yourself priority. Let that be your challenge. When you wake up in the morning, you wake up and you say you're going to take care of you're going to put in your body what's the best for you today. Mm-hmm. And do that daily. And you just have to take it one step at a time. It's a process. You know, we all go through it. We all have life happening. We all have everything seems like it hits at one time, but we get to choose what enters our body and what, how we're going to attack the day. And once you start getting yourself better in health, I mean, you talk about confidence, man, confidence exudes when you're healthy, when you're feeling good. And that's just my challenge to you, is find your confidence, because that's what it takes.
Yeah. Thank you, David. Yeah. Indiana.
Hey guys. Okay. I got like a minute and 30 seconds. So I'm going to talk a little faster because we want to respect your time. So here, I want to give two tips because this is really how to dial it in for you. Whether you're a brand new coach, here's what I want you to do. As you're taking notes, just take notes down. You're not even be aware of what you read. Sometimes I go back and I go, what did I write? Okay. But here's the thing. After this team time, this is for both of you. I want to encourage you. Just don't go jump to the next thing. Block out that time. Like on our calendar, this is blocked out for 90 minutes, right? So we're trying to keep it in an hour, but after that time, so you can go back and look to your notes, because what you're going to get here is what we call training. It's very general, it's very broad, but what you need is mentorship. And the only way you're going to get that is right after this training. If you reach out to your mentorship and you throw a voice note and you say, hey, in my notes, I wrote this thing down. What did that mean? How does that look like? How do I dial that in? That's where you're really going to learn. Okay. And this is for the those of you that have been coaching for a little bit. I really want you to digest this phrase. Pros don't win games by running trick plays. Pros win by doing the basics and getting extremely professional, AKA pros, at the basics. So whether you've been doing this for a little while, you can hear how fun, a little fundamental basics. So don't tune out going, oh yeah, I know that. I know how to do conversations. I know how to, no. Things have shifted. So you need to learn, where is that little shift? And if you're good at it, well, guess what? You can learn another alternate way to be good at it. So you have multiple avenues of attacking people, okay? All right, Heather, you out there?
Well, I'm here and I'm already so excited. I'm like trying to find my pace between Deanna and Rachel. Like, where's a good, highly caffeinated and just real soft and tender type of a voice? And so I just want to come to you with some things that are on my heart this morning, because this is week one of a 6-week commitment. And for what? Why are you choosing to show up on a Saturday morning when there are probably a million other things you could be doing, and there's a reason that you've shown up and invested in you and in your future and in your business and in the people that you care about, and for what? So I'm just going to tell you from my heart to yours today. And I actually am not usually an emotional person, but I got a text message this morning right before boot camp started from my childhood best friend that I didn't even have her number saved in my phone. Not even sure how she got it. And if you don't know my story, both of my parents are now deceased. And she sent me a message. She said, I see how you show up. I watch you on social media bring hope to so many people. And I want you to know, in case nobody else is telling you, how proud I would imagine your parents to be of you. And I thought, why would I show up 7 years later? I'm stepping into my seventh year as an Optavia coach. Why am I giving a Saturday morning to hear things that maybe you've heard it before? It's amazing to me how people use that. And yet I go to church and they still use the same book they've been using my whole life. But I get something new from it and fresh from it every single time it's opened. And I'm showing up today because the mission of what we do matters so much. The most detrimental thing I could fathom is when someone is hopeless. I want you to just let that sit with you for a minute. Do you remember a time in your life that you felt like it was hopeless? That there was no way forward for you? Have you been in that kind of a dark place? Y'all, I love that people look good, they lose weight, they change clothing sizes, I love that. What I love more than anything about what we get to do is we deliver hope to the hopeless. And I'm not just talking about people getting skinny, y'all. I want to read something to you from our Optavia guide that you may not have heard or heard in this way before. So let me just give it to you. At Optavia, we believe that optimal health is not about what is subtracted from the scale, but it's actually about what is added to your life. It goes on to say, the more that you get your mind and body working together for you, the more you'll start to see possibilities become reality every single day. Do you know how many people are watching you in your life and they've stopped believing that a better life for them is actually possible? Now, if I showed up today, I'm just going to be honest with you, and I have the tendency to go too far ahead or too far back. And if I go too far back, we all talk about comparing ourselves to one another, run your race, stay in your lane, all that job. It all sounds good, and I agree with every bit of it. But my trap is sometimes comparing me to me. It's going back to a season where it felt better, it felt more productive, I felt like I was more successful, I felt like I was winning, or going too far ahead, and I get depressed if I look back, and I get anxious if I look ahead. I don't even know if I have ahead, right? And I can't go change anything about what's behind me. What I can do is steward well today. So as you're hearing over the next 6 weeks, as you're leaning in saying, what's fresh for me today in this boot camp? I want you to consider what it would look like to get up every day. This is what we teach our clients. I don't know if I can commit to a week on plan. Fine. Can you commit to the next 24 hours? So can you make the decision? Megan Valentine talks about this so beautifully. We get one life. I have one life. You have one life. And take all the rest of this away. Do I have big dreams for my family and big goals and big impact that I want to make that serves me a little bit? Yes. And if you're honest, you can talk about all the people all you want to. You got some of those too, right? You do. And if you don't, you better get your dreamer activated, because good people do good things with good money. And I get all of that. But if you got up and today was the first and last day of your entire life, I don't know about you, but I want to steward that well. I want to get up today and serve hope. And what does it really cost me to serve hope? To share something on social media? To genuinely connect with some people? I'm not going to connect with 100 people today, but I can genuinely connect with 5, maybe 10. And I mean genuinely connect with them and hear about their life and love on them and hear what maybe the pain points are for them, that I have a solution and hope that I can deliver today. I can do that for those people. I can't do it for the whole world. That's the mission of Optavia. But I can show up and play my part and make a difference in a life, even if it's just one. And every single day, I have the beautiful gift, y'all, the gift to get up and do it again. You want to know why I'll invest 90 minutes or however long this Zoom turns out to be, into my Saturday, into my week. Because if this is the first and last day of my entire life, I want to make sure I'm making a difference. And the best way for me to do that is to be around other people that have that kind of heart, that kind of drive, that kind of grit, that kind of desire to serve the world. So take away all the stuff that I know, y'all, we have an opportunity here that changes families. It's amazing. We have income disclosure, whatever. We have all that. But you have an opportunity to make a difference in somebody's life. And I don't know of anything more valuable than that. So I want to congratulate you for showing up, because you've decided to be part of serving a mission, serving mankind, and delivering hope. And that matters, and it is worth your investment. So let's go change the world one person at a time together. I love you guys. Dan and Megan, back to you.
Mm. Thank you, Heather. So good. And I believe that each and every one of us, you're here this morning. The reason that, you know, you had to say no to other things to show up here today is because you do believe in this mission. Your life has been impacted by our program, by our community, by our healthy habits, by our coaches. Your life is different today. And that is the excitement and the responsibility that we feel to pay it forward, right? So how is it that we can all have a really great heart and love the mission, but not all of us are able to build our businesses? Hmm. Well, that actually is what we're about to talk about, because I want to ask you, how do you do at leading yourself? Because it's honestly, I mean, yes, you're carving out time, but it's not super hard to show up and get filled up and be inspired to hang out with all of us and to go and change the world. What's hard is leading yourself every single day in a commitment to be consistent, to do the work when you're not feeling inspired, to do the work when, you know, you feel like I'm not seeing the results right now. Is it really worth it? A lot of us, we go to do our business building activities and we start scrolling, we get distracted, stuff happens, or we get stuck in the training loop. We're watching videos, we're watching replays of what we missed this week, but that none of that is the front of the funnel work to do this business. And it requires us to be disciplined, right? I mean, I was just talking with a bunch of ladies this week on a Zoom, and pretty much the consensus, about 90% of them, as they walked into the new year, they're like, it's not that I don't know how to do this business. It's that I have a hard time leading myself to sit down and actually do the work that matters. So I want to introduce you to this couple who they have an incredible business, but it's because they're disciplined to show up every single day and to not just be excited about the mission, but allow that mission to fuel them into the work that will create the business that gives you the dream life that you want. So I want to introduce to you Andrew and Anna McGuire.
Good morning, friends. And Megan, you've got me so fired up. I'm like, okay, I know where I'm supposed to start, where I'm going to be talking about today, but I could go 100 different directions. You know, if you're here on a Saturday morning, I believe it's because you want to serve hundreds of individuals. You want to have a great purpose for your life. And I love what Heather, you said, is that you want to make your why your reality. I don't know about you, but I've got some big dreams. Yes, I want to love people well. Yes, I want to serve people well. Yes, I want to use my one life to make an eternal difference. But I also have some dreams at this side of heaven that I want to see happen. And there's also some confidence that I want to walk in, and I want to lead myself at another level. And my friends, there is one path to those outcomes. One path. There's not many paths. There's not a couple different options or like choose your adventure and we'll see like what path leads. No, there is one path that leads to those outcomes of personal growth, business growth, purpose, and impact. And that is consistency. Your initial thought when you hear the word consistency is that I'm not a consistent person. And can I just be honest with you? The reality is that no one was born a consistent person. Mm-hmm. Not a single person, not Mother Teresa, not Abraham Lincoln. No one of any kind of significance in the world has ever been born a consistent person other than Jesus Christ. Okay. No one has been born a consistent person. Consistency, and if you've got a notebook, this is what you need to write down. Consistency is not a default. It's developed. Consistency is not a default. It's developed. And it comes at a price. Consistency is always up to me. Say it out loud. Consistency is up to me. The price is that you have to make a daily decision to simply do it. Hell or high water. I love Dan. I heard him say that when I first became a coach, and I have held on to it that come hell or high water, I will make the daily decision to do the work. The daily decision to connect with people, to start conversations, to live out loud, and to serve my clients well. The daily decision.
Truth is, consistency is what builds trust, right? Like in this business that we have, this business is a relationship business. And how do we connect authentically with people? How do we build trust with people? How do we build a relationship with people? It comes down to consistency. When we show up consistently, people know that they can trust us to lead them well, right? Whenever people come to us and they want us to be their coach, they want somebody that's been there before, that has gone ahead of them, that is showing up consistently, that's doing the work. We aren't showing up as a health coach every couple of weeks, right? If you show up as a health coach once a week, okay, that's 14% of your week. Could you imagine going up to somebody, talking to them, having a conversation, and them saying they want to be really successful? And when you ask them what their commitment level is, they say about 14%.
Oh, that's good.
We wouldn't be able to take people seriously, but that's how we treat this business. We have to show up daily, consistently. That's the coach that I want. The reason why I reached out to my coach, Marty Dierkot, which I'm so thankful for, is because he showed up consistently. But we can't just be consistent, okay? Like you can show up every single day and do the work, but there has to be intentionality behind that. We have to show up intentionally. Kobe Bryant, one of my favorite athletes, this was a quote that he said. He said, it's not about the number of hours that you practice. It's about the number of hours your mind is present during the practice. Okay, you can't just go through the motions. This boot camp is 6 weeks. Okay. So we have 6 weeks to make the most out of them. I don't want you to just get to the end and wonder and think to yourself, man, what if I had just been consistent the last 6 weeks? What if I had been intentional? No, I want you to be able to get to the end of this boot camp and be able to say, here's what I have to show for my consistency. It's time to make the decision, guys. Like this is the day where you make the decision. Set a time block. Is it 30 minutes? Is it 60 minutes? Is it 90 minutes? Is it 120 minutes? Don't leave the time up to chance. You've got to get consistent. You got to decide right now. A couple of weeks ago over Christmas, Anna and I, we went on a cruise with some family to celebrate Christmas. And it was a lot of fun. But we went in ahead of time knowing that, okay, we've got a lot of responsibilities whenever it comes to this business. And truth is, it was actually easy on the cruise to show up every single day. Why? Because we had been consistent prior to that. So on the cruise, we just got up a couple hours early. During Archie's nap time, we would put in a couple hours of work in the evening after he went to bed, because we can't just leave him in the room. So we were in the room with him and we did a couple more hours of work. Guys, on the cruise, on a Christmas cruise, we were still working 6 to 8 hours a day. And you can, I guarantee you, my mom's on the Zoom. You could ask her if we were present on that cruise. And I guarantee you, she will say, yeah, they were all present. Why? Because we had built in the structure. We had shown up consistently. We know how to work this business because we're not just fly by the seat of our pants. We actually have structure. We know what we want and we know how to do it well. Why? Because we have been consistent.
And so if you're saying I'm ready to be consistent, but I'm not really sure if I can like make it happen, here's what it takes is one decision. One decision today to be consistent. Andrew said, pick a time block, 30, 60, 90 minutes a day to do business building activities. And don't leave it up to chance. Decide the exact time that you're going to do that every single day, whether it's 7:15 a.m., 3 p.m., during your lunch break. Don't leave that up to chance. And I'm a former therapist, counselor, And I love this, that I would tell my clients when they're like, I'm not sure I can do this moving forward, is that this is what happens. When you make a new decision, something happens in your brain. There are new brain receptors. When you do a decision that is out of the norm for you, are activated. And as those new receptors are activated, you know what happens? New paths begin. Your brain gives you an opportunity to say, you can create a habit, but it just takes one time. So here's my challenge to you today. Mm-hmm. After you're going to get some next steps coming out of today's conversation, today's bootcamp, pick a 30-minute block right now that you can go ahead and apply that. And then guess what? When you're done with that 30-minute block, make the decision again tomorrow for another 30 minutes or another 60 minutes. And you do it again, new brain receptors are going to be activated. And as you do that, commit 30 minutes, 60 minutes a day, 90 minutes, and your capacity will grow. Trust me, if you're like, how do people do this for 3 hours? It just grows. But with that consistency, you're going to create new paths that are going to create new habits. And instead of you being able to say, I'm not a consistent person, you're going to be able to say, consistency is who I am. I am a disciplined person. So don't become overwhelmed with, I got all this stuff to do. Commit 30 minutes first, commit 60 minutes first, and you will see on the other side of your consistency, your dreams, your purpose, and your impact awakes. Thanks so much.
So good.
Brilliant. And I'll just add this before we bring on Leanne Goff. If there's one thing that I've seen during the almost 10 years of working with coaches in this business, as a mentor, a lot of what we do is, you know, we talk about finding the kink in a hose. Okay. Like if you turn a hose on, anybody ever turn a hose on and you know, the goal is to have water come out the end of it. And if there's no water coming out the end of it, then you know, it's kinked somewhere. Or if it's not flowing out the way that it should be, there's a way that this business works and it's not complicated. Don't get distracted. All we're doing is looking for people that are looking for the solution that we have.
Yep.
That's it. We're not trying to convince people to do something that they don't want to do. We're not trying to talk people in. And too many people spend too much time in this one circle trying to convince everybody. Yep. When, especially with social media today, there's so many opportunities to expand those circles mm-hmm. with consistency. But there's one thing I've discovered. You know, I used to really dive in when I was mentoring with somebody and they just weren't seeing the results. And even though they'd say, I'm doing the work. And, you know, I'm having conversations, I'm posting, and I wouldn't even go and look at their posting. I would just say, okay, well, we got to figure out where the kink is. Let's dig in. I'd ask questions and I'd, you know, where's the drop off? And I'd do all this work. And 9 out of 10 times, hear this, 9 out of 10 times, probably 9.9 out of 10 times. What I discovered and I learned from this is before I start trying to unkink the hose, I need to go check and see how wide open the spigot is, because 9 out of 10 times that's where the problem was. And if you go through trying to fix everything and make things perfect and why isn't this working, but you don't have that hose dialed up, then the water is just going to trickle out, if at all. And that spigot is the consistent daily action. I'm telling you, even if you didn't show up to this boot camp, if you just made a 6-week commitment, As a matter of fact, I would rather you do this than even show up here on this boot camp. If you made a 6-week commitment every single day to do a certain amount of business building activities and you stick to it no matter what, yes, Anna, come hell or high water. If you'll just do that one thing, what the McGuire's just talked about, what I'm saying right now, this is worth the entire boot camp. And this is why some of you are supposed to be on here. And I'm going to call somebody out here, but I'm not going to say her name. I was chatting with somebody and she was talking about her business and it fell back a little bit. And so I asked her, I said, hey, what are you committed to over the next 90 days? You know, what are your daily business building activities specifically? And, you know, I have been doing this long enough that when somebody comes back a little ambiguous on their answer, then the answer is none. You start a conversation when you feel like it. And the answer came back, you know, I'm starting lots of conversations, you know, and I had looked at their social media and not a whole lot there. And it was a bunch of fluffy answer acting like they were actually doing something every day. And I love her heart because She's a super coachable. And I called her on it. I go, no, make a list specifically of the, and she goes, all right, you got me. I knew when I was writing the answer that I was going to get busted. It's not about getting busted. And there's a lot of people on the Zoom in that yeah. place. Yep. It's not about getting busted. We want to help you win. Your mentorship wants to see you win. It's not fun for us to have to dig in and try to convince you to do the daily business building activities.
Yep.
We make this business so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This business is all about building relationships. Building relationships comes from having conversations. We can't fancy it up anymore. We can't automate it up. We can't. You just get in and have as many conversations as possible on a consistent basis. Put yourself out there on social media every day on a consistent basis. Go out and talk to people every day on a consistent basis. Look for the people that need what we have.
Yep.
Some of us are getting so confused by the medical. What is the medical weight loss thing? And it's just another group of people that we can help that are just going to be doing another diet, and they're going to be back in the same place, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, if they don't do something like Optavia, because the shot or whatever, or this diet or that diet is not teaching them habits of health. It's not plugging them into a supportive community. They don't have a coach for accountability. They don't have the proper nutrition. So don't get distracted yep. by all the noise out there.
Yep.
You go out there, you get into conversations. And when you happen to get into a conversation and that comes up, you can tell them, we have a plan for you. And you know what? Here's why you need to do this. Whether you do that, that's up to you. So focus in, set your daily business building activities. The minimum that you can do, no matter how bad your day is or how little you feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then go from there. All right. Okay. We're going to bring on Leanne Goff now. Take it away. That was my soapbox. It's that important.
I love your soapbox, Dan, for sure. So, you know, Dan, you were talking about kinks, and I was just talking to Tiffany the other day about we need to do a training on just kinks in coaches' business. We're really good at finding out the kinks in a client. Like, okay, you're having handfuls of almonds a day, or you're not getting enough healthy fat. We're good at that, but we are not good at finding the kinks in our coaches' businesses. And so, you know, one of the kinks I'm finding as I've been meeting with coaches over the last few months that are discouraged and this and that, not the ones that are coming in now, man, they're rolling up their sleeves and they're like, come on, let's do this. But those have been coaching for a while is they, one of the kinks is they've forgotten their whys, or their whys have gotten stale, or they don't have new whys, or they never had whys in the first place. And I just want to say, if you can't dream, you know, for yourself, if you don't have whys for yourself, if you don't have goals for yourself, you're not going to be able to help your clients effectively. You're not going to be able to help your coaches effectively. You're not going to be able to help your coaches dream if you don't have dreams. And so going back in my life 6.5 years ago, the reason I came in, not all of us had goals when we came into Optavia, dump our CPAP machine, you know, or get the 10 pounds or 100 pounds off, or get all our blood sugars up. We all had whys why we started the program. We need to have whys of why we're coaching. And so, you know, when I came into the program because I was 35 pounds overweight. I didn't like the way I felt, the way I looked in the mirror, the way my clothes fit. And I know I have an assignment for the kingdom of God on my life, and I need be the best me in order to fulfill that assignment. And so, you know, got 35 pounds off, and then, okay, you guys stop kissing. Anyway, then, anyway, no, go ahead, kiss all you want. Anyway, we'll just turn your screen off. No, I'm just kidding, guys. But anyway. So I got distracted there, guys, when that happened there. So anyway, so, you know, I knew what my whys were. And then as I got in 9 months into coaching, I found out this business was willable. My first why was people, being people purpose and results driven. And then 9 months in, I'm like, what do you mean this? You know, TJ's like, you know, this business is willable. And I'm like, what are you kidding? We've been in ministry since 1984, great legacy for our kids and grandkids, but no inheritance. I'm like, wow, we can build an inheritance. But along that journey, and I put things on my dream board, my war board, there's a guy in about 600 BC, he said this, write it down, make it clear, put the vision, the dream, the why. Back then they had clay slates and probably a stick. And today we have pens and paper, but make it clear. He says that it will be fulfilled and go tell everyone about it. And I don't have a problem telling everybody about Optavia at all. Jesus and Optavia is my world. Okay. And my family. And so, so my why was people, me, I did this for me. Okay, not for my husband, my kids, my grandkids, me. Then let me help other people do what I've done. And then I find out in 9 months, this is willable. Man, let's build an inheritance for kids and grandkids. And we have, somebody might want to put the disclaimer in the chat there. And you know, some of that along the way is that I was pastoring in Ohio at the time, and one of our associate pastors, Pastor Dave, he'd been in a wheelchair 15 years. His handicap van was shot. I mean, it was shot. And he needed a new one. It couldn't even be repaired anymore. And so you know what? I printed off a handicap van and I put it on my dream board. And I said, I'm going to help Pastor Dave buy a new handicap van. And you know what? A few years ago, we didn't pay for the whole thing, but we put a good chunk into it. Pastor Dave has his handicap van. Plus, he lost 110 pounds on Optavia and got out of his wheelchair for the first time in 15 years. Walks with a cane now. He has a disease. And so, you know, and then another why I had is we want a beachfront home. Do you know, in a couple of months in Punta Cana, the Dominican Republic, a 3-bedroom, 3.5 bed beachfront home, it'll be completed for our kids, for our family to have coach incentives. And there's been all kind of other whys ahead of us. And I printed off a beachfront home and I put it on my dream board. Guys, you have to have the vision. You have to have the why. You have to have the dream. If not, when someone's blind, they're just all over the place. They're just kind of, and I see a lot of coaches just trying to feel their way through this business. And we can't do that. We have to be intentional. You know, I know it's a messy season for a lot of us, but you know what? There'll be a great message in the messiness. There'll be such an incredible message in the messiness. And so let me see if they, and so I'm finding a lot of coaches, your business is stagnant because your whys are stale. It's stagnant because your whys are stale. I want to encourage you, get the paper and write it and then print off. We did this with our team about 6 weeks ago. I actually had an activation time. And Dan and Megan, I hope you allow me 2 minutes to come back on week six. And I want to see everybody's whys. Thursday night on our team training, we had, I led the team time for the Howards. We had several hundred on there. And we had them come in with their words for 2024. And everybody showed them up on the screen what their word is. And I said, let's partner with that word now. And so write your why down, dream, your vision, because without a vision, your business will not go anywhere. So thank you guys. Love you.
Leanne always fires me up.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is we do these boot camps and everybody that's on here has complete access to do all the things that we're talking about. And what's crazy is there are people right here. You were just given a couple of keys to unlock the future that you desire between the daily business building activities, between the physical health that the Lopez has talked about, and between getting clear on your why. And you know what's crazy? There's a lot of people that, gosh, they won't do any of those, let alone all three of those. And that's why I love this business. You know what? We were just dumb enough when we started this thing to believe what our mentors were telling us and do those things. And we realized that those things aren't that hard. But know this, when you hear those things, it's going to seem insurmountable. It's going to seem like, oh, I could never do all that. Oh, that's such hard work. That's resistance trying to get you to not do those simple things. You, for no charge, no extra fee, just a little bit of your time, and you don't have to do it perfectly, can do all the things that we've been talking about. So make it your goal to do as many of those as possible. And by the way, Leanne, your business is stagnant because your whys are stale. Boom, that was worth the whole boot camp right there. I love that. All right, next up. Okay, we've got to awaken that intrinsic motivation inside of us, but one of our most important jobs is not trying to sell people some health food,
yep,
but it's awakening that inside of other people.
Yep.
That's how we take that conversation deeper. So Dave Goff, let's talk about that for a couple minutes.
Hey, man, it's always good to be here. I love this crew of people, man. It's a Saturday morning and you guys get to come and just get filled. It may already been filled up a little bit today, right? You feel that kind of stirring up and rising. I think about this, maybe you've seen it too. The lady on TikTok, she got TikTok famous because she's a bad sleepwalker. You've seen this lady? It's flipping hilarious because she's walking around the house. She's like having conversations with teapots and saying weird junk and doing weird things. And it's hilarious. And I'm watching it and she looks super focused in her moment, but it makes no sense at all. And I'm like, dang it, that looks like my business sometimes, right? Where you're looking at things going, man, I'm doing all the do and I'm doing all the stuff, but nothing makes sense. And honestly, I think a lot of people are walking through life like that, sleepwalking through life, which is why it's so important that we learn to awaken some things within us, right? We awaken that intrinsic motivation. And intrinsic is kind of an interesting word because it's this idea of like, it's this internal pull towards something versus this external push towards something, right? Somebody can push you all day, much like if you're going to move a rope, you're not going to push a rope, you're going to pull one, right? It moves much better when we have this internal motivation that's going on. And I think when it comes to ourselves, when it comes to our coaches, when it comes to our clients, when it comes to people we're trying to reach with this message, we've got to learn to awaken things within that'll help create desire to pull them towards something. If you're with me, just wave at me, right? It's pulling you towards something versus us pushing. Nobody likes to be pushed, right? So I love this idea. And especially in the season right now, because I love a new year. I'm the guy that loves a Monday. I'm loving the first of the month. I love a new year. There's something about a new year. Anybody glad it's 2024, right? But here's what I just kind of hit me. And a lot of you guys have said this and it sparked this within me because a lot of us are licking wounds from 23. And so now we're excited about 24, but here's the deal. If we don't change things, 24 is going to look the same as 23, right? So how about this? Let's forget yesterday. I'm more interested in your yes today. Let me say that one more time because that's a little confusing. Forget about yesterday. I'm more interested in your yes today. What are you saying yes to today? Because all you've got is right now. All you have is this moment. Yesterday is a memory in your head that you may or may not accurately have the details on, right? Tomorrow is a dream. It's something that's out there ahead of you. It's not even here. You don't own your past. You don't own your future. All you got is this moment right now. What are you doing with today? What is this moment about? I've really never heard anybody talk about this before, but like to me, I don't look at the idea of getting motivated, right? I don't know that we, when it comes to motivation, I just think that we're always motivated. I don't think we lack it at times. I think maybe we're just motivated about the wrong things, right? We're always motivated for something because a lot of times we're motivated to sit on the couch and eat Oreos, right? More than build our business. I'm more motivated to be comfortable today, right? That's my motivation. We've got to tap into something a little bit deeper that may be more motivated by faith than our fear, maybe more motivated by creation than catastrophe, right? And we've got to learn, as we learn to quit sleepwalking, we can help others learn to do the same. Right? We awaken intrinsic motivation. So first of all, write this down. We got to know the big question in life, in ourselves, in others. What's the big question? I love this. I read the other day, the first woman to serve in the U.S. Congress back in 1962. I think her name is Claire Luce. And she asked this of President Kennedy. She started pressing him and said, look, when it comes to life, a great man is one sentence. What's your sentence? And she started talking about how Lincoln's one sentence was he preserved the Union and freed the slaves. And Roosevelt's was he lifted us out of our Great Depression and he helped us win a war. I mean, we all know Megan's, don't we? You got one life, right? What's your one sentence that draws you forward? That's a big thing. But when you know the big question, suddenly the small questions are a lot easier, aren't they? When you know really the big things in life, suddenly the small things help attach to that. What am I saying? I'm saying small hinges swing big gates. Right? When we can learn the big things, we can get down to the small things and start making things matter again, right? Both in us and those we're trying to lead and people online we're trying to introduce to something better. Asking the small questions when you really begin to know people, right? So be quick with our questions and slow with our answers, right? I think so often we're so quick to give answers to people when really we should be inspiring questions. And I think about this. I've got to hurry here, but let's think in terms of, I heard John Maxwell talk about 4 P's of motivation one time. And I've kind of taken some of that and tweaked it around a little bit for us today. And I'm going to give you 3 of them. And I think this is pretty powerful stuff because, first of all, we really can't motivate anybody. Right? We just got to tap into the motivation that's already within them. You can't create motivation in someone else, but you can help awaken what's there. So first P, write this down. Get perspective. Get perspective. What am I saying? I'm saying good leaders awaken people. You know, we love the saying about you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Right? And we know Dan Bell's version of that about salt in his oats. But I love this idea that when it comes to leadership, maybe we should stop focusing on leading horses and start determining just to make them thirsty again. Because when it comes to being thirsty, I can tell you right now, thirsty people aren't lazy people. When somebody's thirsty, man, they're going to find something. Nobody lays on the couch all day long going, dang, I just wish I had water. You're going to go, like, if you got to drink toilet water, you're going to do that, right? My dog does it, right? So I'm just saying, you're going to figure out a way to solve that thirst issue in you when you're thirsty. The problem is most folks don't even know they're thirsty. I remember back before Optavia, I didn't know I craved water. You know what I craved? Sweet tea. And I'm telling you right now, if you drink it without sugar, I'm going to change. That's old Dave, right? You know what I'm saying? But sweet tea was my drink of choice. But once I started drinking the proper stuff, that's all I want. I want water. We've got to help them see there's better options out there. So as we get perspective, we've got to determine just to help make people thirsty again, right? Do you know what makes them thirsty? Do we show up in a way that gives them a better perspective for what they're living right now? And I think a lot of times as good leaders, we have to ask great questions that unearths those things in their lives that are holding them back. So get perspective on who you're trying to lead. How about this? Stay perceptive. What am I talking about? Stay perceptive. If we don't slow our roll, we forget sometimes, much like Leanne said just a minute ago, people forget their why or their why changes. We have got to keep our eyes on what people are really motivated by and looking for, because the motivation is there. We just have to keep uncovering it, right? So we stay perceptive. We don't assume. We ask. We awaken people, because vision leaks, right? And we all know that people don't really fail. They just quit too soon. Right. Thirdly, I gotta stop with this. I had to go a little fast today. So get perspective, stay perceptive, and thirdly, be persistent. Y'all, we've got to keep coming at it again. It doesn't work just one time. We've got to come again. And especially when things are going good, great. What now? What's the next goal? When things go bad, awesome. What about today? Right? It's that last step in the race that counts. We've got to keep showing up. We've got to keep asking questions, awakening that motivation in people, especially when times are difficult. And so if you're on this call today and you're saying, man, I just don't even know where to start. 2023 kicked my tail, or yesterday did, or whatever. Again, I go back to what I said at the first. Forget about yesterday. What now? What counts most is your yes today. Thanks, guys.
It's a lot of gold right there, people.
I feel bad for everybody that didn't get on this boot camp today. That's all I'm saying. But I'm sure they had something much more important.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. I love what Dave said, because we can be so tempted to try to give all the answers, but how many of us have learned throughout different ones of these segments how key it is to take people on the journey, to ask them questions, right? We have a commitment to them as their health coach, as their business coach, as their friend, just as fellow humans who have one life, and we want to help them fulfill their purpose, right? So I'm really excited. Couple last segments here, so don't go anywhere, but let's bring on the queen herself. She's probably a little fired up, so everybody get ready. Tiffany Howard.
I love you guys. Listen, we're going to start with my awesome glasses, because we had an amazing team training on Thursday. I even have my hat, but I don't have it on my desk because I don't know about you, but I'm ready for 2024. And here's my thing. Where are we going to level up in 2024? And this boot camp has been phenomenal. And here's what I want you to understand, especially those of you who are newer. Sometimes, and Dan hit it on the head earlier with this, it's not a million things. The problem is we've overcomplicated this. And the truth is, there's a million things we can do in Optavia. There's a million things we can do in the world. But if we're trying to do everything well, we will do nothing well. And we have to pick what are the most important things to produce the results I want. And right now, the goal is going executive director, right? If you've already been executive director, you're going there again. Because I am going there again. I'm getting up at 5 o'clock every morning. I have a freaking map as an integrated presidential director. I have hundreds lists. Where the heck? I got so much in here. I have all the hundreds lists. I'm doing follow-up. All the things that we're asking you to do, we're doing. We're going executive director again. And for that to happen, I've had to become laser focused. This isn't my topic, but we're going to get there. But I had to become laser focused on what are the most important things to produce the results I want. And I want to encourage you, as you're working, as you're trying to grow to executive director or grow there again, we're having to get scrappy, y'all. But here's the thing. I want you to ask yourself, I told some of our leaders that I'm working with the other day in a synergy group, I said, everything I do, I ask myself, is this producing the results I want? If it is not producing the results I want, I don't do it. I ask myself that in every area of my life, even for my marriage, with my children, my spiritual walk, is this producing the results I want? And if it's not, doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It just means it's a not right now thing. And so as you're doing this boot camp, where do you need to focus? Okay. Again, this isn't even my topic, but now it's going to lead to my topic. Where do we need to level up in our business? Because if you want to grow this business, if you want a great reputation in Optavia, you want to become executive director or FIBIC or global IPD, you want to get back there again. What is one of the most important after acquiring clients? What is the most important foundational piece of all of this? Supporting your clients well. We say all the time, there's four keys to this whole business. Bring on clients, support them well. Bring on coaches, support them well. Here's the truth. In that second part, support them well. Some of us have not always done that. Some of you maybe aren't doing that. And I want to say, I'm like Paul, the chief of all sinners. Okay. So I'm not coming to speak on this topic from a high horse. I'm coming to speak on this topic from, I then fell off that horse 100 times and freaking sucked at it, forgot about clients, didn't know they was on day two, didn't even know their names, all the things. And I figured out how to get myself out of that. And I'm talking to you from experience and from fixing it. Okay. Because we can only talk if we know what we're talking about. So I screwed this up royally early on. And here's the thing. When I first came on as a coach, I did it to the best of my ability. I mean, I was all in. All you newer coaches, you're so passionate, right? And you're loving your clients. You're going above and beyond. Maybe those of you who are new, though, here's where I screwed up early on. I loved them. I took care of them. I probably superheroed them. But I wasn't getting them involved in the two most important pieces, which was community and getting them involved in our community. And more importantly, our habits of health. I wasn't supporting them through that. I was coaching them. I was getting them on my phone calls. I was texting them all the time, a little recipe, all things, but I was missing those. So if you're new and you're like, I'm supporting my clients well, I want you to check yourself in that area. Are you doing that? If not, I don't have time to teach you how to do it. Talk to your mentors because every team may have a different way they walk through the habits of health, but that's critical. And if you were on Wednesday call, you know, I'm passionate about healthy habits. It's why I am where I am. But here's the deal. Our leadership habits say we deliver extraordinary results. Do you, not Optavia, I am Optavia. Dan and Megan are Optavia. Not Optavia delivers extraordinary results. Do we, using the Optavia system, provide extraordinary results to our clients? Here's what I've seen. There was a season, some of y'all remember if you've been around a while, that the clients were jumping in the boat. Like if you've ever read that book that Heather was talking about on Sundays, that was a good word, Heather, girlfriend, that was good. But you remember that there was a time that all them fish were jumping in that boat like crazy. They didn't have to do anything, right? Their nets were breaking, all the fish were jumping in that boat. Okay, there was a season in Optavia that was the same way. And here's what happened through that season for some, okay? They weren't supporting their clients really well. And clients were falling out that boat, out of holes out that boat, as fast as they were coming in. But they were coming in so fast that FQVs are still raising, income was still raising, but we were losing people out the bottom, but we didn't really notice. Here's where we are now. The truth is, if we will support our clients well, way less people will fall out of that boat. And we will actually deliver what we say Optavia does. Because we preach it on social media all the time, how we're different. My question is, are you truly leading your clients in that? And I just pulled it up. The highest FQVs on our organization, month over month, four of these people have probably been in our top FQV for 4 or 5 years, okay? Which tells me it ain't just new coaches bringing on clients. But Heidi Goyette, over 20,000 frontline. Tara and Matt Claiborne, over 20,000 frontline. Wendy Webster, almost 18. Fran Frenzy, 17,000. Adam and Joanne Hoffman, almost 17,000. Okay, here's the deal. These coaches have been coaching a long time. Do you know why they're always in my top five FQV month after month after month? Because they support their clients so well. It's not that they're bringing on 20 clients a month, y'all. I guarantee you they're not. Some of them are bringing on 3 to 5 every month. But they support their clients. They are the best. These are the people asked to teach on client support in our org because they support them so well, they don't lose them. Then they get them through maintenance or through transition, through maintenance. You know, we were on a Zoom with Nick Johnson yesterday, me, Dan, a few of us. Do you know what he said? Do you know where the real income in Optavia is? It's not in your new clients. It's in maintenance clients. Because the truth is, and I know my FQV is high today because we have so many coaches that live, breathe, sleep at all the things, and they have orders. It's not that I made money from when they were month one or two. I supported them so well through maintenance that I have a client that just placed an order this morning. She's been ordering for 8 years. As long as I've been a coach, she was one of my first probably five-ish clients. She still orders today. That's where success long-term is. How do you do that? You support them well. And I don't have a lot of time, but y'all, our reputation is everything. And the truth is, our reputation is not so great with some people. And the reason why, right when I went to get the screenshot of the top five in our org, another client reached out to me today and said, my coach doesn't coach me. She never has. She's not involved. She's not engaged. Will you help me? You want to know what? Once I checked to make sure she ain't lying, because sometimes people just think, you know, you're going to be their savior and their coach is great, but they wouldn't do the work. Okay. Once I confirm that her coach isn't coaching, I will take her. Because I will change our reputation with some of these people because I will do what I say I will do. Our paychecks, y'all, is for those of you who don't have a big team yet, guess what? Your pay is 100% from client support. Are we doing what we say we do? We signed a coaching agreement. So here's the thing. I want to compare it to this and then I'll close. But two ways to check to know how good you're doing. Okay. One, how many referrals do you get? All of these top five people I just told you, they're the people we asked to train on referrals. One of them told me the other day her referral business is over 50% of her clients. Your clients will refer you to everybody and their mama if you support them well and you help them get the results they want. Second, go pull the report and connect about how many clients you've had over your lifetime of coaching. How many of them are still ordering and they're in maintenance, still at their goal weight and optimizing. That will tell you real quick how good of a coach you were. Now, can I be honest with you? Those first several years in Optavia, I could not prove that. I have a couple, obviously, but I leveled up my coach or my client support over and over and over and over as I've gone. And now my clients commit and they get results and I keep my clients. Now, here's the thing. I want to compare it to this. This is the easy way to compare it. So a good coach is like a good trainer. My personal trainer, her name is Jackie. And if you're on my team, you know Jackie's name. You've seen her picture. She's the best coach that ever walked the earth, in my opinion. Why do I think that? She lives it. She looks the part. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to be at your goal weight. Not at all. These balloons, I'm telling you, I love it. I don't know if y'all can see my balloons. They just popped up. Anyway, but she looks the part. Now, you don't have to be at your goal weight, but you have to be living it consistently and them continuing to see you change, right? She models for me what to do. Literally, every time we do a move, she's going to show me how to do it. And guess what? When we go to Orange Theory, I work out with her. I go to her class that she actually works out in, and I sit next to her, and she is doing the moves. She's showing me what to do. And guess what? She course corrects me all the time. And I could say, oh, Jackie, don't correct me. I don't want to be embarrassed. But you know what? She keeps me as a client because she course corrects me. So I get results. Because if I wasn't getting results, I would love her cheering me on for about a month. And once I've invested hundreds of dollars with her every month, I get my freaking butt out the bed at 5 a.m. to get there. I would quit after a month of not getting results. She's consistent. She never cancels on me. She shows up to every call, every workout. She's never late. She never multitasks and is on her phone while I'm working out. She sends me podcasts and articles all the time on lifting. She sends me podcasts on nutrition for the next level that I need to go to. She texts me out of the blue to build more relationship with me when she sees something or thinks of something. She even sends me little gifts, y'all. Now, you don't got to send them all these gifts, but you could send them a card. She sends me lifting shoes. She sent me flowers. She pushes me further beyond what I would ever do on my own. And because of that, I've got results that I didn't even know was possible for me. And here's the deal. Because I get results, because of all of that, I stay and I am committed to her. And I've cut things, but I will never cut Jackie because she gets me what I need. But here's the deal. My old trainer, he started real well with me. He looked the part. He's big and buff. But you know what? He wasn't consistent. Over time, he started pushing my workouts, showing up late, always on the phone, texting why he was training me, never course corrected me. We never went up in weights. He never texted me about anything other than if for some reason I wasn't going to show up to the gym that day. He even tried to get me to change gyms. I probably changed gyms four or five times through the couple time or however long I was with him because it was cheaper on him. He never pushed me. and I didn't get results. You know what? I won't recommend him. I stopped paying him. He lost thousands. He lost over $2,000 a month because he didn't do it. I know these balloons keep popping up, but he lost over $2,000 a month for me because I quit coming and he lost all my referral business. So I'm telling you guys, how we show up is everything. Reach out to your team and they'll train. And I'm sure through this, we'll train more on how to support them well, but it's the most important piece of this or you're not going to grow. Love you all very much.
Mm. I'm kind of speechless because I think we just gave you all the biggest keys to build this. Like, we don't even need to have the next 5 weeks of boot camp. And by the way, you're like, well, how do I do that? What about the details? We'll give you a lot of that during this boot camp over the next 5 weeks. But your mentorship has a system, has access to, or is willing to apprentice with you and train you. It's available. Somebody's available if you raise your hand and ask for help with these things. But these are the keys right here, guys. There's 4 or 5 things we talked about today. If you'll just, and you don't have to do it perfectly. Just start with one thing. What if you just today, what's today? Saturday? Oh yeah, it's boot camp day, Saturday. What if sometime this weekend you printed out all anybody that ordered in the last couple of months? That's your clients, okay? And there's another way that you support maybe people that haven't ordered beyond there. But let's just talk about your clients that are, if you have a client that's ordering, you're being paid to coach them. There should be some kind of contact, okay? If they're just doing a maintenance order, at least a thank you, at least an encouragement here and there. It doesn't mean you're coaching them every week. But if somebody's ordering every week, we are professional coaches.
Yeah.
We get paid very well to coach these people. And I know immediately, and we're going to end, this is the end. I'm just going to give you a challenge here at the end and make one quick announcement. So don't go anywhere yet. But I know immediately we go, oh, I don't have time to do that, right? Oh, no, I don't have time to coach. Well, that's probably not it. You probably don't feel like you're a good enough coach to do it right. So you avoid it. But let's say it was a time thing. Do you know if you're trying to build a business, besides breaking your promise to people that you're going to deliver results, and that's a whole nother integrity issue. Did you know that all the people that Tiffany named with 18,000, 20,000 FQV spend less time chasing and acquiring new clients than you do?
Wow.
With your 1,000 FQV, 5,000 FQV, trying to make it to 6,000 so you can be ED. I'm telling you, the way to build this business, 50% or more of your business going forward is going to come from referrals from your current clients, or those clients are going to become coaches. I've never seen a client that hasn't been coached well become a coach. They just don't. They don't have the belief level. They don't have the results. Anyway, so lots today, really good stuff. Thank you, everybody who shared. Now, listen, I want to issue a challenge. A mentor that I have that I work with says this. He says, all business is conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All business is conversations. Building relationships is conversations. It all comes down to conversations. So we're going to put something up. I'm going to show it on the screen here. We're going to do 100 conversation challenge. Okay. This is a simple little document. I'm going to post it in the bootcamp page and you can download it and you can mark it digitally on your phone, or you can print it out. And if you're a paper person, you can, you know, put it up on your wall or leave it on your desk and mark it. And here's how simple this is. Every time you start a conversation, you're just going to check a box off. Mm-hmm. I mean, can we make it any more simple? And I'm not saying start 100 conversations in a day. I'm not saying, you know, start 50 conversations. Listen, it's up to you, but are you intentionally starting conversations? What's the minimum? If you're open, I would suggest 3 in a day, 3 conversations a day. And you know what's awesome is when you go to start doing it and you check off 3 boxes, I mean, while you're already doing it, you might even be tempted to add a couple more in there. But these are not like scattered, yes, brand new conversations. These are brand new conversations that you're starting. Okay. Thank you, Misty, for asking that. These are somebody you meet in a group on social media, somebody you met at the coffee shop, somebody that you're interacting with on social media, somebody on your 100 list, somebody that's on your friends list that you don't know who they are, somebody you haven't talked to in a while. There's all kinds of different places. And I'll post up my 100 list video, the latest version, and I give a bunch of different ideas on where to get these people. I had somebody tell me the other day that, oh man, every time you mention the 100 list, I get so overwhelmed. I just freeze up and I get paralyzed. Then do a 10 list.
Yeah.
Do a three list. Yep. Just start. Don't let it overwhelm you. Don't skip the whole thing because you don't think you can do it.
Yeah.
See, I'm not, I like I said, I'm just dumb enough when, you know, Eric Hunsberger told me to do the 100 list. Now, it took me a month before I did it, and he didn't push me, which is exactly what I needed as a new coach. I had a lot going on in my life. But when I went to do it, I was just dumb enough to think I could get 100 names down. And so many coaches stop because you're like, I could never do that. Look, I don't have a problem failing, as many of you see all the time. I don't have a problem falling on my face. I'm all about living the life and playing the game, man. We only get one shot at this. Get in the game. Quit protecting yourself from failing. You're also protecting yourself from succeeding when you do that.
Yeah.
So whatever you want to do, if you want to do one a day, that's great. If one is the most you can do on your worst day, then just say, I'm going to do one, but make a commitment and then take this. And as you start those conversations, just check them off. And once you fill up this sheet, then print out another one or get another digital copy and start filling up another one. And I want everybody to see just by this simple method how easy it is to start probably hundreds of conversations over the next 6 weeks. All right, everybody in on this? So we're going to post this. I just really could not think of anything more simple to do than this. And like Eric told me when I made my first list and I finally got 100 names down and I had no clue what I was doing because I was coaching one person who had asked me about program. And I said, Eric, what do I say to these people? Because I like got petrified. I had this list and I'm like, do I just go, hey, you're looking a little chubby. I'm wondering, you know, I got this diet thing. I mean, I just really didn't know. And he said this. He says, just say hi. And I want you to know that that set the course for our entire business because I realized what he was saying is don't copy and paste some bull crap. Don't try to sell them. Don't try to convince them. Just say hi. Get into a freaking conversation like a normal human being. Well, what do I say to those people? Well, what would you say if you ran into that person at the grocery store? Well, it depends on the context of your relationship. How well do you know them? When's the last time you saw them? Do you remember their name or not? You know, what look things you have? Yeah, look at their page, see what's happening. Yeah. So this is not hard. Anybody can do this. So I challenge everybody to do this.
Yeah. And I do want to say this because I never want to send you on this rampage of all this flurry of activity without pausing. Maybe you could do a 5-minute real quick look at your page. All these people, when you start a conversation, they're going to go look at your page real quick. If you start a conversation and your profile pic, your bio, like it's not clear, you know, maybe you're one of those people that, was it Dave or someone was talking about, but like where it's 14%, like you show up once a week, you know? So can I just tell you, go there real quick, make sure that it's clear that you're a health coach, that you're offering health and hope, you know, that you have an I help statement, that it's clear, like, who are you looking to help and how do you help them? Right.
Yep.
So that you don't just start these random conversations and then maybe you're trying to turn the conversation to health and then they go look and it's not clear at all that you're passionate about health. You've been sharing cat videos and funny memes and you're talking about, you know, and it's great. They love the last 12 pictures of your kids, but like, have you been intentional? At least, you know, throw a few things up there or maybe clear a few things out if they haven't got engagement and they don't support your mission. So just throwing that out there because I have encouraged people before to go have all these conversations. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope they didn't just waste all those conversations because it's not clear at all that this is what they're doing and this is what they're passionate about. So just a thought.
Now listen, there's some resources out there to help you have better conversations and better turn them to health. But can I stop everybody right there? Most people just aren't doing. You're just not saying hi. You don't need a course or a group or another video to watch to say hi to somebody. If you do, then we need to back this whole thing up because it's just normal social interaction. So yes, Dave, be human. That's it. Don't overcomplicate this, okay? I could sell you a course on how to have better conversations. But you know what? It'd be a waste of money for a lot of you if you're not going to have the conversations, right? But yeah. See, when you're doing the training, you get stuck in a training loop, okay? And when you're training, when I train, I'm a trainer. So that's me saying this as somebody who wants you to come on the Zooms that we do because I believe in them. But sometimes you fool yourself. Did you know that over this hour and 20 minutes today, you didn't do one bit of action to build your business? Do you know that? You got prepared and equipped and learned some skill sets and mindsets to build your business. But if you don't ever go out and start building the business and having these conversations, you're going to feel good after this boot camp. You're going to feel like, man, I'm working my business. I'm growing my business. I'm fired up, man. Man, Leanne got me fired up. This OA, I'm excited about this business. You know, it's more exciting than what you feel on here today.
Yeah.
When you get some wins and you start helping change some lives and your paycheck starts going up and you're able to support some causes that you believe in, you're able to hit another rank. When a client that's so happy with you because you coach them so well sends you somebody that's close to them. Don't we love referring people? I mean, we like giving people the hookup, right? Well, are your clients hooking up their friends with you? Mm-hmm. If they're not, just something to look at. Okay.
Yeah.
Last thing, babe, you've been talking way too much during this boot camp.
I'm just waking up. So this is hard. Okay. So here's my last thing. And I just wanted to encourage you because it makes my heart smile. But you know, our oldest daughter, she probably has like, I mean, she has 3 piercings just in her lips alone. She's got nose, she's got ears. I walk with her places and I see people judge her immediately. And do you know, she has this amazing, beautiful gift to just look at anyone and she just compliments them. She just asks them how their day is going. Or maybe she's like, hey, what do you love? What kind of coffee do you love to drink here? Hey, what do you, and immediately I watch them kind of like, they almost get uncomfortable because they almost realized they had, you know, a perception about her. And all she needed to do was just look in their eyes, just compliment them, just, you know, ask them something. And so let's just do that. Let's go in today with no judgments, no preconceptions, just go in and say, hey, how can I go encourage 3 people today? Can I just tell you, I got some messages yesterday out of the blue, random, just from hurting people. Because when you try to be a light, people feel safe around you. So can I just end encouraging us to do this? As we walk out of here with light and as we walk out of here as hope dealers, because we give the gift of health, but it opens up so much more opportunity because we're walking in purpose. We're walking in joy. People sense something different about us. And so it takes a little bit of extra effort. Yes, do that in person and also to do that online. So set out, don't overanalyze what it's going to take to start these conversations. Just show up in hope and in light and watch what can happen as trust gets built and those seeds get planted, they get nurtured, they get watered. It may be not the first conversation, but as you continue to show up consistently, you'll be amazed at what happens. So we're excited to take this journey with you. It's going to be an amazing 6 weeks.
All right. This is the end. Feel free to hop off if you need to. I do need to make a couple of quick announcements. So if you can hang out another 2 minutes for these. Number one, if you're not in the Facebook group, make sure you join and turn on your notifications. Okay. There's a video that Jennifer Morris did that shows you exactly how to do that. Otherwise you're not seeing anything that's happening in the Facebook group, but make that a little community that you're part of that helps you through this journey over the next 6 weeks. Okay. Second thing, like I said, the recording will be in there. We'll upload it to our podcast channel so you guys can listen to it. You know, if you want to re-listen to parts of it while you're getting ready in the morning or, you know, during no net time, no extra time when you're driving, when you're riding your bike, when you're out exercising, whatever, let this stuff flow in your brain. But we'll upload the 100 conversation challenge form. I know it's this beautiful designed form that I spent a lot of time on. Wow, Dan, how'd you come up with 100 boxes on a piece of paper? Well, you know, I do what I can. That's how I roll. Anyway, I wanted to show you how simple that is. Okay, that's going to be uploaded there. Everything you need is going to be in that group. And then lastly, I want to announce something, and I put it in the group, but everybody on here is invited to the, where is it? Oh, there it is. Okay. Back to the medically supported weight loss thing. Listen, like I said earlier, you don't let it distract you. Nothing has changed about our mission. Nothing at all. This is just to say, if, well, I won't go into it here, but because after the last Wednesday night kickoff call, everybody's like, well, what do I do? How do I change my business? How, where do I find people? What do I do? Oh, I mean, how is it different? What? And I'm like, what are you talking about? We go find people that are looking for a solution. That's it. We inspire people towards health. Don't change that. We get in conversations. Yes. We let people know that we're here to assist on, you know, over social media. We be friendly. I mean, okay, we be friendly. Well, we be friendly. All right. So don't change any of that, you guys. But if you have questions, specifically, we're going to do a Zoom on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. This flyer, this little graphic is up in the coach page. All of you are welcome to come and join in. We'll be doing some live questions. We'll be showing you a couple of things like, okay, well, let's say I find somebody. How do I hook them up with LifeMD? What does that look like exactly? Or what kit do I put them on? All that kind of stuff. It's really simple. It's way more complicated in your mind than it actually is, okay? Yeah. So, but during this season, don't let it distract you, okay? More importantly, do this. Okay? All right, you guys. Love you. Good hanging out with you today. Thanks for sticking with us to the end. Like I always say, you're welcome for the extra training time today. No extra charge, folks. Love you guys. Enjoy your Saturday and the rest of your weekend. And we'll see you in the Facebook group. Until next week. Bye.